folks will probably notice that this week we've had some orange barrels out, or some contractors have for us anyhow, along Kansas Avenue. Parts of Campus Drive are getting some panel replacements. That's some repair work that's being done on roads, help funded by the state of Kansas. That was part of our agreement with them for using our interior roadway system to carry traffic that would have otherwise been on the bypass as they were repairing sections of the bypass running north and south over on the east side of town. And, you know, we're thankful for that. State's been a good partner, and they recognize that the detour was going to have an adverse effect on the condition of the roadway. And in some of those instances, they were probably going to need repairs at some point in the future anyway. And so this is a nice way for the community to get that funded. So some panel replacements going on right there. It should get taken care of in fairly quick order, and the road be back to fully operational after that cures. Also, Spruce Street between the Campus Drive and the bypass, certainly folks that have traveled out have probably noticed that's a pretty primitive looking road compared to what our roads normally look like. What happens, about a month ago, there was a waterline bust. I believe it was a 20-inch line, and it completely took out the road. And, you know, pictures probably do a better job describing it, but, you know, I would say curb to curb, a stretch of about 20 to 25 feet, the road was gone, and there was a cavern left. And so it was impassable. You know, we were kind of left with the decision of, with no asphalt plants in production, do we leave it closed, or do we try to put it back in some usable fashion until such time as there's an area asphalt plant open and we're able to get a contractor in here to repave. And so we put the road back in that, best as I can describe, asphalt millings in a fairly long run. We do have an asphalt plant open in the area now, and so we've got the availability to get some contractors in and put that road back in what folks in Garden City have come to expect that their roads look like. So we appreciate people's patience on that. The pool is... the construction is still going strong there. We're ahead of schedule. We're excited that this week, I believe, the Lazy River is getting poured. So, you know, the competition's pool has been poured for some time, and the footings for the slide towers, those are in. The piping's in, you know, except for sort of the finishing pieces. And, you know, now with the Lazy River, and that'll leave a couple of small pools that connect to that, and that'll be the extent of the pool flooring. And the rest of it, CD, is going to be kind of the accoutrements on top of that, and the decking and concession building, and will be complete. So we're excited about how that project's progressing, and you look forward to a May 31 opening.